Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because we got a new friend with us. We got Colby Sembrato is with us. He's the founder and the president and the chief executive officer of a new company called BizTrader.com. It's also a new website, BizTrader.com. And he's here to talk to us about the 21st century approach to making your business available for sale and to buying a business. And as I said, his name is Colby Sembrato. Colby, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to you. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, you are. Thanks.
Good. Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right.
I appreciate it.
As I told the audience earlier before you got here, Colby, I've talked about buying and selling businesses for a long time, an awful lot, at least once a month for over 10 years.
Right.
We've touched on this subject, but mostly from the area of getting your business ready to sell, short-term, long-term, and from the selling standpoint and from the buying standpoint, the due diligence process, the different things that you got to go through and all that, which all of that, every bit, 100%, ladies and gentlemen, of what you've heard me talk about with our experts on this topic in the past, 100% is still valid. It's still stuff you need. But the way you find businesses for sale, that's what's changed lately, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's a very good point that you made. The basics haven't changed in this regard, probably in hundreds of years, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Our site is built around the trio of three things you need to keep in mind when you're selling a business. Come up with a fair asking price, market the business, and then the transfer of ownership. So that's
right.
Real broad strokes, and that's what we do on a daily basis.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, in the past, let's take a typical small business in a typical part of America, which is to say, not New York City,
right,
or Los Angeles, or even Miami or D.C. Let's say they're out in the middle of Iowa somewhere, or Indiana or Texas, somewhere like that. If you've got a city that's got 50,000 people and a small business needs to be sold, how do you find people who are interested in something like that? There might be somebody 100 miles away who would love to move to your town and buy your business, but how do you let people know that that's available? It's hard.
It's really hard, and I think that's why traditionally small business people have used brokers.
Yeah.
To do that, because typically brokers, they might have offices in several different cities. They might have access to a broader swath of buyers, and the internet's changed that. I mean, I'm not knocking brokers. Certainly, they still provide a good service for a lot of companies. But there's an option now available to sellers, which is being able to utilize the internet as a marketing platform, and it's really good at this type of marketing.
Well, you still might want to use a broker for the technical expertise.
That's absolutely true, too. They can bring a lot of experience to bear.
Absolutely. Now, brokers don't just find, at least the ones that I know, the good ones that I know, don't just find a business. They help you with the process, which most people can use. But a broker still, historically, a broker has typically only had a certain level of a limited level of exposure that he or she could get for your business,
and
worse than that, and I don't mean any disrespect to realtors, but even worse, Colby, is they would give it to a realtor.
Yeah,
and in my opinion, as I say, no disrespect to realtors, that's a big mistake.
I agree. I don't think that the expertise necessarily.
It's above their pay grade.
I agree. It doesn't necessarily translate into the small business market.
But I don't blame a realtor for doing it if somebody wants to offer it. But one of the ways realtors often get involved is oftentimes, most of the time, when a business is for sale, the real estate is too.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And especially when you're talking about commercial real estate, there's clearly a parallel between the commercial real estate and the businesses that use that real estate typically. So there's definitely bleed over between the realtors and the business brokers. In fact, I come from residential real estate. I was the COO of a company called ForSaleByOwner.com,
right.
Which is about selling real estate on the Internet. So there's a reason why I'm in this business now myself, because I think there's so many parallels between the two businesses, although I don't think they're absolutely the same thing at all.
How do online businesses like yours, online websites like yours, that's redundant, isn't it, online website? How do websites like yours help? You know, one of the big issues when you're selling a business is the ability, the need to keep the fact that the business is for sale confidential. How do you handle that?
Well, we allow people to list the business confidentially. You do have to put in
sort of a blind listing.
Exactly. Listing? You don't have to put your name up. You don't have to put the name of the business up, and you don't have to put the specific address of the business up.
Yeah.
So
it's really kind of
an anonymous listing. It will typically say, well, you do have to put up a city and a state for the database, but it's typically this type of business for sale at this price in this city and state, and then of course the description. But it's up to the seller to do how forthcoming they want to be about identifying themselves.
So the idea is just to literally find somebody who wants to go on a date, and then once you connect with these people, then you can be a little more forthcoming. Do you guys stay in the middle for a while? Because, you know, I could see where a competitor might start nosing around to see if they could find out if their other competitor is for sale. They might try to find some information out. Do you guys stay involved in that?
We don't. We really don't stay in the middle of it. I mean, our opinion is we're there to put the buyer and seller together via email or via phone or perhaps in the same room, and then that's the end of our involvement typically.
Mm-hmm. Once they go offline, then you know once they step out of your environment, then they're on their own, right?
They're really on their own, and that's the thing. We are not brokers. We don't charge any fees on the back end. We're just
so you're like eHarmony for business.
That's exactly right. That's right. Think of it as a dating site for buyers and sellers of small businesses.
I had a house guest this weekend who is using eHarmony like crazy. He's single.
Right.
And I didn't know how all this stuff worked, and he explained it to me and showed me how it worked this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife won't let me use it. Now that I've learned all this stuff, Kobe, my wife won't let me use it. She's barred me from using eHarmony. She's so narrow about things, Kobe.
Gotcha.
Stand by.
Yeah.
Just kidding, ladies. Just having some fun here. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, having some fun with our new friend, Kobe Sembrato, the founder of BizTrader.com. Stay with us.
Hey, Mr.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, why don't you come in and hang out with us? And we are talking right now with our new friend, Kobe Sembrato. He is the founder and the president, chief executive officer, and it's a new business. So for all I know, he's also the janitor of BizTrader.com. You're not still the janitor, are you?
No, but I, you know.
You were at one business. Time, weren't you?
I fix copy machines. I help people with their computers. You know, it's all part of it. Yep.
It's the romance of being a small business owner, right, Kobe?
That's right, the challenge.
Okay, now, the good news is the Internet has made the world flat, as Tom Friedman says.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has, and it's compressed everything, you know, down into. I mean, anybody can find anybody anywhere and learn about anything because of the Internet nowadays. So
right.
you've taken that concept, that whole resource. And you and others, you have some competitors out there.
Yep.
To help businesses sell, connect with buyers wherever they may be. Heck, somebody in Australia could be looking to buy a business in the United States, and they don't care where they are.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right.
So let's talk a little bit about how your platform works.
Well, we're built around this idea that, you know, we're in a global economy. There's no reason why someone who's selling a business, let's say a laundromat in Iowa, to use your example, can't access the global economy. So we've built a global model in the sense that it works in, at this point, 12 different countries, and at this point, two languages. It's going to be three languages. We translate all the listings.
What languages?
English, Spanish, and Chinese initially.
Ah.
So we're going to help people access that global economy. And look, I don't think that that's going to be a big part of the equation, someone in Beijing buying a restaurant in Ohio.
You never know. It's that point. You never know.
You never know. And there's even constituencies here in the United States who perhaps don't speak English as a primary language. We're going to help them get in the market as well. And it's good for the sellers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us how your platform is different from say, another one.
Well, our goal is to get your listing out there in front of as many eyeballs as possible. That's what we see as our core competency, and that's what we spend the most time on. You put a listing on BizTrader, our job is to get that out there to as many other websites as possible. So we put it on Google, we put it on Craigslist, Oodle. There's just a whole list.
So you help. You not only are a repository for this information, you help people market it as well. You get it out there in the different locations.
Right. I mean, we don't sit on it. We don't look at it as our listing that we
own. You're a portal, but you're not just a portal.
That's right. We don't necessarily send everybody off the site. We keep them on our site, but we make sure that your listing is broadly distributed across the internet. So it's not just on BizTrader. It's on a whole it's on a whole distribution list of websites. So that's
now,
one
is that
thing.
Is that different from other companies?
I think so. I mean, certainly there are sites that we compete against, and I think they work to distribute listings as well. I don't know of any that distribute it to as wide an array of websites. So we're really proud of that. That's something we really worked hard on.
So regardless, if I've got a little florist shop in Dubuque, Iowa, or I've got a manufacturing company in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, regardless, your place will help me sell it. And or if I'm looking for something like that, I can go there. There's a place here on the website that says buy a business, sell your business, and value a business. What I like about that part, Colby, is you've done what I tell my audience to do. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that is your core competency, make sure that when people show up, they don't have to hunt for that.
Right.
I hate going to places. You know, you go to a website where they sell socks and you want socks, but you can't find out how to buy the socks.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so good for you for doing
that. Thank you.
Well, you kept it simple, and that's a really important lesson here, folks. Just go into the website, biztrader.com. You know, you'll see how it works, and also franchises. You deal with franchises as well.
We do. We partnered with a company that provides all of our franchise data, called Franchise Gator, but it's all there on the site. And you know, the thing that I like about it is most of it's free. The vast majority of everything that we offer is free to buyers
and
sellers. Yeah, I mean, the valuation's free. It's free to buyers.
What about listing a business or trying to buy a business? What does that cost?
Buying a business is free. I mean, anyone can go on the site. You don't have to register. You can search to your heart's content. You can contact as many sellers as you'd like. We charge sellers a flat fee that can as high as $99. That's $99 until your business sells. By the way, it's a one-time fee, and that puts the listing into the database and distributes it out.
Is part of your site ad-based?
It is. We do have advertising, which provides revenue to the website.
Right. So that's part of the business model.
That's right.
Yeah. So, folks, that's one thing to be aware of, we listen to the radio, watch television, we listen to commercials, don't we? That's how we pay the freight.
Yeah, but we try to keep the cost associated with that we pass along to the small business person as low as possible. So we have to look for other places to generate revenue.
BizTrader, BizTrader.com, right?
That's right,
Colby. You got a lot more to teach us about buying and selling businesses in the 21st century. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, I will.
We've enjoyed having you. See you next
time. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.